Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio wellness, sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Thank you for joining us once again for your weekly wellness radio. Unless, of course, this is why I kind of paused. Unless, of course, this is your first time listening. In which case, let me cover some of the ground rules. I'm the host this week. Marie is not in here. My name's Scott Dudley. I've been hosting this for now like 14 years or something. And I'm going to ask really easy questions to our two expert guests who are going to just light it up here because they're brilliant people and they've got a lot of cool stuff to share. You, the listener, are going to listen and you're going to think about who needs to hear the show in our community, because that's how mental health wellness spreads. It spreads by people sharing the word. So as you're listening, you're going to be like, oh, you know what? Cousin Fred needs to hear this big time. And so you're going to grab the podcast at kxoradio.com, click on Let's Talk About It. They get a whole list of podcasts, including this show. And then you're going to, you know, copy the link and send it in your most professional, discreet family member way, text it to them, or you post social media. That would work too. If you think the whole world needs to hear it, sometimes that's true. And get it out there. And so your job is to listen and then apply as necessary to our community. And that way, everybody in the community who needs to hear it eventually gets to hear it. And that would be a kindness that you could do to our community while I lob softball questions to these two brilliant people. All right. That's the way we play. Let's talk about it. So welcome to the game. All right. So we are joined today by Suzette Southfox. She's the Director of Education for NAMI San Diego. NAMI stands for the National Alliance of Mental Illness. And wonderful folks that we are always doing really good stuff with. I come from the pre-NAMI generation, Suzette, where NAMI did not have a footprint here. And it was funny because they didn't have a footprint, but they were very activist in other parts of California. Mm-hmm. And the department was always kind of trepidatious, and they're always like, well, maybe it's a good thing. and I was always like, no, you don't understand. This is like synergy. Okay. You put the energies together. You don't always have to agree on everything. That's how you work stuff out. And you get two people who care. That's twice as much as one person who cares. So, ever since, I would say probably about 10 years now, maybe a little bit longer, NAMI has had a footprint down here through NAMI San Diego. And we've grown in some really significant ways. Always wonderful to see you down here. You're down here to do a training for the mental health department, and we really want to welcome you. Our other guest today is Ingrid Alvarez Ron. I almost rolled the R in Ron. It's like the Spanish word followed by the Ron. And she is a faith-based program associate and a co-trainer of this career path. So let's jump into career path because I think the jumping in point is let's get our heads around very, very clearly that many people have mental illness in our community, and that doesn't stop anybody basically from doing almost anything.
Sure.
So let's jump in there.
Yeah. Thank you so much for inviting us. And the drive is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, isn't
we
it?
Got to chat and visit and really spend some time, and it's just wonderful to be here. I think one of the most important things that NAMI can offer, and the affiliate that I work with is the NAMI San Diego, is the example that, as you said, mental health conditions are everywhere. We say at least 20% of the population, and that includes children, that includes adolescents, that includes teenagers, that includes single people, families, elders, and it is so prevalent that once you start talking about it in a very straightforward, non-judgmental way, you are going to hit the ear, like with this radio program, people who do need to hear it. And that you can not only have a successful life, but you can have a creative life, you can have a meaningful life, and you can have a life based on wellness with a mental health condition.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.